Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. And every Friday around this time, we talk to the great Jay Williams. Catch him on ESPN, ESPN Radio every morning as part of Key, Jay, and Max. Jay, what's up, man?
What's up, boys? You know, I always look forward to coming on the show and doing our segment, Jay.
That's right, Jay.
Yes, I will keep coining that until it's all said and done.
Yeah, I got
it. I appreciate
the refresher, man. Look, we got some interesting news yesterday, and I think you're a great person to talk to about it. This federal indictment that involves 18 former NBA players, guys we know and love here in the Memphis area, Tony Allen, longtime Memphis Grizzly, Chris Douglas Roberts, a Memphis Tiger, basically sort of got caught up in health and wellness plan fraud, allegedly, and false invoices. You know, as a former NBA player who I'm assuming has access to this, what was your initial reaction when you saw the news?
It went in a variety of places. You know, first off, I think you always get disappointed when you see stuff like that, even though I don't know all these individuals and their obviously what they're going through personally at that time. But, you know, it brings me a little bit to a bigger point. And once again, I don't know every single individual's situation about what they were going through financially. But the only thing that makes me think that you would go through everybody kind of claiming that they went to go see the same chiropractor or having, you know, 7 root canals in 1 year, 18 root canals, absurd numbers that would make you think about doing that is where we are financially. And, you know, one of the things I think people automatically think that when you get drafted and, you know, an entity like the league hands you millions of dollars, that all of a sudden you're competent in a lot of different things. And that doesn't really change where you're from, right, or change habits to a degree. And one of the things that's challenging about that is, you know, during your run, when you become somebody that other people deem as important to make money, you then all of a sudden have to vet out who are the right people that you want to let around in your life. And you know, typically somebody who's a little bit more affluent or grows up with having more people around them with business sense can then say, all right, like, I've known people in the financial world for 10, 15 years. Let me help you choose the right person who's most competent for the job. But typically as an athlete, when you don't grow up in those type of surroundings or environments, if you don't have the people to help you make those decisions, you make those decisions based upon who's been around me longest. Like I conflate trust with who I spent more time with. And when you find players in situations when they retire and maybe they've had poor spending habits or, you know, they haven't done the right kind of investments with their money, you find guys that are then hurting for money and then feel a need to pull schemes like this in order to make money. And you know, my thing is anything you do in the dark comes to life. And I just think reading yesterday through all these different accounts, it made me sad about where I think these individuals are, that they would feel the need to do something like that.
On the Kyrie situation, Jay, and there's so many layers to this, but I guess the way I'd start with it is, does there become a point where, and we get, you know, Kyrie's got his, you know, right to make a choice. At what point does it become unfair to your teammates? You're signed on to play with a team. You've signed a contract to play for a team. Does it get to that point? Is it no, the team should respect him, and if he doesn't play all the home games, and that's fine. Should they expect that of him, that at some point, just like everybody else has had to, he should fall in line?
Well, I think there's a variety of emotions, right? I think number one, Kyrie doesn't probably want to let his teammates down, but also he's unsure about taking a vaccine. And I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's still left up in the air. I know that Mike Bass has came out, kind of communicator for the league, and said that, the league will be docking pays in different fees that the municipality mandates that they have to be vaccinated internally. But the Players Association and Union have not agreed to that, right? So Michelle Robertson lists a comment and says, we have not come to terms on that. So there could be a fight as it relates to Kyrie's payment. I think if you're the Brooklyn Nets, and I've said this before, if you're Eric Adams, who is the first African-American borough president of Brooklyn, okay, has a pretty commanding lead to become mayor of New York City. Josai, who is the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, obviously they have a great relationship. He's infused a lot of money into the borough of Brooklyn. If Eric becomes the mayor of New York, if you're Josai, are you trying to work out some kind of arrangement due to a certain investment number that you put into the city of New York and back into Brooklyn to try to get an exemption? But if you can't work it out that quickly, then you are looking at trade scenarios. The only problem is you're going to trade for pennies on the dollar. So do you go to a team like Dallas that maybe you're not sure what their position is on Kristaps Porzingis? Can you get a value like that maybe with somebody else and get Porzingis to be with the likes of Kevin Durant or, James Harden? The only problem is if you're Dallas, are you sure that Kyrie actually wants to play for another organization besides the Brooklyn Nets? Mm-hmm. Or could he choose to walk? And I think that's the predicament a lot of teams are in about Kyrie. And I think if you're Josai, almost in a way, or if you're Sean Marks, you feel stuck to a degree because you're not sure how teams will see the value in return for Kyrie.
Isn't a part of this, Jay, and look, I saw your video on Twitter, and I completely respect anybody's right to, question or, have skepticism about things. Like, I think that's natural, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But at some point, don't you have to have somebody in your life that you trust, enough, right, to continue your professional career when you have so much left to offer the game? I mean, Kyrie Irving, when he is playing and he is right, is one of the most electrifying talents this game has ever seen.
You're too reasonable.
That is my problem.
You're too reasonable, right? Like, that makes sense. The problem is when you start looking at career earnings and you see that Kyrie has made over $126 million this far in his NBA career, you combine that with his shoe contract, most people make that decision because they have to. Mm-hmm. Like, they're forced to put food on a table for their family. But Kyrie's not in that position. And I'm not saying he's going to do this at all because I have no idea. I can't tell you how Kyrie Irving's going to think. But I can tell you that history has shown me that Kyrie does not want to be told what to do. And when you're in a position where financially you're stable enough where somebody doesn't need to tell you what to do, even though the everyday common American would say, how could you leave so much money on the table? For a guy like Kyrie, I don't know if he looks at it that way. I'm not saying that's right or wrong.
Sure.
But that you can't make sense out of somebody that doesn't think inside the box that normal people have to think like.
In that sense, though, do you not think? I mean, Kyrie, what, is he even 30 years old? Do you not think there's a chance that he looks up, when he's 40, 50, 60, and he's like, oh, man, I should have done what I needed to do. Like, skeptical, right? But, like, you regret that. You live with that regret perhaps for the rest of your life.
John, we could be talking about this in 2 weeks and Kyrie could be back on the court.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, that's it's Kyrie. He hasn't said anything. And that's also very telling to me because I've heard Bradley Beal go on the podium and try to articulate his stance. I've heard Jonathan Isaac on a Will Cain podcast articulate his stance. I saw Kyrie on one mandatory interview that he had to do for press day, for media day, for the Brooklyn Nets, and he deflected on the question. He hasn't said anything at all.
Yep.
So, look, this could be a stance he's making people chatter about. His name is in the news every damn day.
Yes,
every day. Yeah. Random people like, Jay, what's Kyrie? I'm like, I don't know. Just because I went to Duke doesn't mean I can tell you what Kyrie's going to do.
Right.
But like that's he also likes to spark these kind of stories, these kind of interest things, and then he'll come around and get the vaccine. I have no idea.
Look, I hope he does. I hope he does for a multitude of reasons. And one of those reasons is seeing him on the court with that Nets team, because I enjoy watching him play basketball. And so, you know, beyond the rest.
I have courtside seats. Trust me, I'm trying to see him play with Kevin Durant. And
there you go. See? Right. Yeah.
I'm losing value in my seats, John. That's the problem.
100%. Yeah, we got to do it for Barclays. No question about it. Look, it's speaking of, you know, season tickets, a lot of people have those here in Memphis, and they have them for John Morant. What kind of a season – you know, he is going to play. What kind of a season do you think he will have for the Grizzlies?
Did you see him the other night?
Yes, he's ready.
Oh, my God. Jason, like, I walked away from that game, and I said, like, he's just the demeanor, right? I'm around athletes and successful people, and one of the things, because of my accident and what I had to do, I always pay attention to is how you build psychologically and mentally, right? And there are some people that like the attention that come along with the fame of becoming somebody. And there's other people where it just doesn't matter. Like, John Morant is the latter to me. It's not about the fame. Obviously, he likes the connections, the friends. It's more, it's just like, he's a hooper. He's an on-the-court competitive dog. And when I see him attack relentlessly downhill, and then I start thinking about Jaren Jackson, I start thinking about Steven Adams, I start thinking about Dylan Brooks, see Desmond Bane, who was like a lights-out shooter.
Yep.
Since Grayson can't be in a floor. I start thinking, like, wow. Like, this is a team that obviously it's led by this leader, but if this leader has that type of mentality where it's every single day I'm in attack mode, every single day I'm lacing it up, I'm going to be in your face, that's a scary thing to say. Like, and that's a scary thing to think about, because this team has a high, high ceiling, and they still have so much to learn, but they're led by that dog. I'm rolling with the Memphis Grizzlies this year.
Did you have a feel at all, and I would understand if you didn't, like, we, you know, they had a ton of stuff with COVID, but Zaire Williams out of Stanford, in terms of what the Grizzlies did, they moved up from 17 to 10 and to go up there and get him and ended up trading, you know, Jonas Valanciunas to New Orleans to, as part of the deal to do that. What do you think about Zaire? Feels like it's going to take some time as thin as he is, Jay.
I would agree. Like, I think, you know, one of the things that people don't think about when you go into the league is that, you know, you might have a certain skill set, but the league is such a physical league. And I know people, you know, you get hit on the wrist, that's a foul. But there's still so many of these, you know, innuendos of the game where you have to be strong at your position. And that comes in time as you physically develop. I think we'll see Zaire continue to physically develop. I just don't want to put crazy expectations on somebody that I know.
Right.
It's hard. You guys know this, man. You guys cover professional sports in the league. You know, you come into the league, man, there's a lot of moving parts. It's just not like not everybody just figures it out early in the process. Like, it takes some people time. It doesn't mean that their ceiling can't be higher than some people that figure it out early. But I always exhibit patience on certain individuals, and I think Zaire is one of those that I have.
I would agree. What are the Bulls going to do, Jay, with this new look team? It's got Lonzo and Caruso and DeMar now with LaVine. Can they be a top four seed in the East, or is that asking too much? We still looking at best they could do a 5 or 6 seed. What do you think?
I don't think it's too much. I mean, I kind of already came out and I've said that. So, Jay, like, let's do this exercise together. Okay. Even if Kyrie doesn't play, would you still have Brooklyn as a slight favorite to win the East? Slight, or maybe right there with Milwaukee?
I might have to tip my cap to Milwaukee if we know Kyrie's not playing at all, just out of respect, right? But either way, I could buy either way there. They'd be, you know, it's close.
I mean, I can also make an argument that if KD was a size 19, you know,
he'd push through.
Size 19, like, you know, they beat them without James Harden on one leg.
Very true.
But I'm with you on that. Okay, so they're in a tier by themselves. I don't know what Philly's going to be, frankly. I don't know what this whole Ben Simmons situation is going to pan out. And, you know, as much as people like to destroy him, I'm like, he is one of the best defenders in the NBA. Over his time since he's been in the league, and he's a great facilitator. So, like, that's a pretty, even though you have Tobias and you have some other pieces, and obviously Joel Embiid, like, that's a pretty significant loss for this team. All right, let's add Kyle Lowry to Miami. Like, Miami had COVID issues last year. Okay, like, Miami, but I love their style and play, but let's say if they're top three. Boston, what's Boston going to be? Like, it's Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown. Like, there's still some missing pieces there.
they should be with Zach LaVine, with Lonzo Ball. You talk about with DeMar DeRozan, one of the most efficient players in the game. They have all the pieces there, guys, to be that team. I wouldn't put it past them at all.
Jay, appreciate the time as always, man. We know you're
ready. Thank you for these, brother.
Thanks for the time.
They're a blessing.
Man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. He is Jay Williams. Catch him on 92.9 FM ESPN every morning as part of Key, Jay, and Max. And then, of course, every Friday at 1:25 or so, we will always have Jay Williams here on the show. Look forward to that every week, the Triple J segment. Always enjoy it. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Friday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.